Sit down, close your mouth, open your mind, and listen to a ragged piece of reality. Your body came into this world bare, shiny, hiney, naked. Your body will leave this world bare, saggy, hiney, naked. The point is, you don't get to take anything with you that your five senses can perceive because they are visible. So get over the yacht, the castle, the Corvettes, and the diamonds. Nothing wrong with them, but they come and go just like your body does. The you inside that is eternal, invisible, and called by many names, soul, consciousness, spirit, to name a few, knows what it values most. So what you do take with you is invisible. And there's the rub. Can't see love, hate, joy, or sorrow. Can't see envy, jealousy, mirth, or ecstasy. Those are all experienced emotions that stick inside you when that temporary body dissolves back into the earth. You do know, don't you, that baggage will go with you. It can be designer luggage filled with joy, laughter, and love, saturated with devotion, adoration, and beauty. Or your baggage can be a heavy tote sack full of regrets, guilt, anger, sorrow, and pain. The one thing you must keep in mind while you're in a body living a life is that you are constantly jam-packing an invisible bundle of experiences and emotions that go with when you depart. They will profoundly affect the next tiny, shiny, hiney you occupy. But in this lifetime, you can consciously design a gift for your next body's birthday. The secret, in plain sight, is that you have the innate ability to feed your soul the things you desire to take with you. Choice of focus is a grace we seldom utilize, insisting on learning the hard way over many lifetimes. But single-pointed focus is a shortcut to experienced divinity. Sounds like the pessimist-optimist dichotomy, which is on the same arc of learning. I know, sweetie, it's really hard to forsake the yacht, etc., and realign your priorities. Changing your mind, though, changes this life and all your lives to come. Might be worth a try.